A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, 22. When the body's perception is sound, one is aware of what sickness afflicts it, while if one is not aware, one is a victim of obtuseness. Similarly, the intellect, as long as it preserves its own proper energy, it is conscious of its powers and knows from where the tyrannizing passions enter it, and it makes a determined stand against them. But it is terrible to pass one's days in the state of oblivion, like one who fights by night, not being able to see the evil thoughts against which one is battling. When St. Theodoros speaks of the intellect, he means the noetic energy manifesting in the heart of a person who is spiritually healthy. The Holy Fathers, who use terms such as mind or heart, for correct understanding, it is perhaps better to use the Greek word nous. St. John Damascene says that the nous is the eye of the soul. The nous is the part of the soul that sees things most clearly, so it is important that the eye of the soul be purified. A cleansed nous makes a person able to experience God's presence through grace. St. Macarius says that the nous is the organ of contemplation, the eye of the soul. A simple explanation is also offered by frequent comparisons, for example, helmsman, who indicates the correct direction of a ship, or a rider who directs horses' gallop. As long as this eye of the soul is healthy and clean, a person quickly recognizes the manifestations of passions that want to lead him astray from the right path, and he can resist these temptations just as quickly. A clouded eye does not perceive this danger, and a person quickly becomes a slave to awakened passions. St. Theodoros compares such a person to one who fights at night. In this time, battles were never fought at night because the darkness made it impossible to see the enemy. It would be foolish for someone to chase a sword at night. That's why St. Theodoros indicates what is one of the goals of spiritual struggle. It is the purification of the eye of the soul, so that one is able to quickly recognize one's adversary, that is to say the passions, and confront them decisively. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.